Imputation. What in the world is imputation? It's necessary and probably the most necessary thing for our reconciliation with God. It means that I'm a sinner. By the way, so are you. Far worse than I. But it means, number one, that I'm a sinner. It means that my sins have been recorded. I'll just write my name up here. My sins have been recorded. It means, first, I'm a sinner. It means, secondly, my sins have been recorded. If you're not saved tonight, every stinking sin you ever committed is written right down smack dab in the middle of God's book. You got to do something about that. You got to get that thing clear that you lost. You can join every church. You can be baptized. You get web feet. You can confess your sin ever from the Pope to Mother Teresa to Marilyn Monroe, but you'll die and go to hell if you don't get those sins cared for. What is imputation? First, I am a sinner. And second, my sins have been recorded. God has recorded my sins in His book. Third, there's a price on my sin. I'm a sinner. My sins are recorded. And there's a price on my sin. The wages of sin is death. And that's all of death, not just physical death. That's first death and second death, which means physical death. And the Revelation 20, 11 through 15 says, the second death is the lake of fire. Now, imputation means this. It means that God, because I trusted Him, back yonder's little boy, not quite 11 years of age, barefoot, son of the neighborhood drunk, up here in the ghettos of Southwest Dallas, walking out of the building on a Sunday night across a little bridge-like thing over a little ravine to an outdoor service behind the building. I knelt there and said these words, "Dear God, if You will take a little barefoot boy in the ghettos of Southwest Dallas whose daddy is the neighborhood drunk, I'll take You as my Savior." And that moment, imputation set in. What is that imputation? In the first place, it means, and I just quote this scripture for you, "Blessed is the man whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered, unto whom the Lord will not impute sin." What is the gospel? The gospel is imputation. What is imputation? It means that God has removed all of my sins from His book. All of my sins have been removed from the book of God. That's what it means. It means something else. It means not only has God removed all of my sins from His book, it means that God will not record a sin against me. My past sins have been removed, and my future sins will not be recorded. Now, I may pay some kind of physical price for it, but I'll never stand judgment for my sins, past, present, or future, because on Calvary, Jesus stood judgment for me. When I trusted Him, God gave me the glorious gospel, imputation, sins, past sins, covered, removed, future sins. My Bible says, "Blessed is the man whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered, unto whom the Lord will not impute sin." Psalm 32. And Romans chapter 4. That means God will not write my sins down. Devil says, "Hey, old Jack committed that sin. Write it down." God said, No, no. Blessed is the man. My past sins are removed from the book. God is gone, 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 gone. Yes, my sins are gone. Now my soul is free. In my heart's a song. Buried in the deepest sea. Yes, that's good enough for me. I shall live eternally. Praise God, my sins are gone. Rolled away, rolled away, rolled away. Every burden of my heart rolled away. Every sin had to go. Neath the crimson flow, rolled away, rolled away, rolled away. Every burden of my heart rolled away. I'm saying this wonderful, glorious, amazing gospel is the gospel of imputation. What is imputation? Imputation means he has taken or covered my past sins, removed my past sins from the record. It means he will not record any future sins against me. Hey, but it means something else. It means he has taken heaven's pen and quill and recorded under my name the personal righteousness of Jesus Christ. That's what the Apostle Paul meant in Romans chapter 10. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. I say, this wonderful, amazing, marvelous gospel is the gospel of imputation. My past sins removed, my future sins not recorded, and the righteousness of Jesus is on my record in heaven tonight. How you turn it on? Where it says on, is that it? I caught it just like it. I hate anything that won't obey me. Tell it to be still, would you? That amazing verse in Romans 8:33. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? There's my record right there. And God said, who's going to lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Oh, the Southern Baptists would like to lay some things to my charge of my this elect. But God said, nobody's going to do it. The American Baptists would like to lay some things to the charge of my charge. But the Bible says God won't let them do it. I mean, the charismatic crowd, satanic, that crowd would certainly like to lay something against my record, but my Bible said God will not let them do it. He said, leave that book alone. Don't you lay anything to the charge of God's elect. What is the gospel? This wonderful gospel. The gospel is imputation.